Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. Today on the show, are you somebody who's only eaten certain foods in your life or know somebody who's like this who's on the spectrum? Well, my next guest, Jack Richardson, was like that in the beginning until he decided to try new foods. So now we talk with Jack and we find out what made him change, and we talk to his mother and we learn more about his story. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite beverage, and I'll see you on the other side. See you there. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. Today I'm joined with Jack and his mother Amy. If you don't know who Jack is, if you've seen him on the news, from Jack Attacks, he's the kid who's tried different foods and started rating them. Before, he would only eat certain things. Welcome to the show, Jack and Amy.
Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
Yes.
All right. So let's start off, Jack, with when were you diagnosed with autism?
Around 18 months.
Wow. So Amy, what made you realize that he may be on the spectrum?
Well, Jack is a twin. So he has a twin brother, Sam. They actually just turned 22 last month, but I had been around kids my whole life. I had babysat, been around my nephew. And I just knew the milestones that babies were supposed to hit. But honestly, at two weeks old, there was something different about Jack. When I would hold him, he would arch his back and look away. He, you know, he already would stare at the fan on the ceiling when I'd, you know, try and put him to bed. So there were just little subtle differences that I thought something was off. But I wasn't sure what it was because this was 22 years ago and there wasn't a lot of information about autism out there, you know? So I started asking questions, started asking the pediatrician, and he kept saying, he's a twin, he's a boy, he'll start talking at some point, he'll meet the milestones. And he started meeting gross motor skill milestones, but he had no language, he had no eye contact, he had, you know, no receptive language. And he had a little bit of echolalia, so just repetitive speech. And finally, we saw ECI, which in Texas is, you know, early childhood intervention. And they told us, we think he has autism. He definitely has a speech delay, but we can't really say for sure. And then officially he was diagnosed around 18 months to 2 years. And honestly, I was just thankful to know what was going on. And then we hit the ground running. We started doing ABA and speech therapy and all those things. And it's changed his life. He's a different kid. So.
Now, Jack, do you remember the first food you've ever tried?
I believe it was watermelon.
First and new, do you remember what you rated it?
Yeah. His first new food to try was watermelon last summer.
Yes.
And do you remember what you rated that?
Four.
Mm-hmm. A four.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you remember when you were walking with your mom, what made you just say, I want to try something new?
Well, we were at the grocery store at Sprouts.
Yeah.
And I saw all these different foods in the produce aisle, and I just don't want to keep eating the same foods over and over and over and over again. Since I'm in college, I need to eat new things.
Yeah. I mean, I can relate to that because I remember growing up, my mom used to always tell me this, and then Amy, I'm pretty sure you can relate to this. My mom would always say, how do you know if you don't like it if you've never tried it?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And you're still thinking, I mean, you're going to come across foods you're still not going to want to try, but your mom's going to sit there and say, you got to try it if you don't know. How do you know what it tastes like if you don't try it?
Exactly. Well, and I'll like a little bit of his backstory.